Now that they've received an official apology from the city, survivors of the 1979 Greensboro massacre and supporters want to fight against the police culture they say plagues the city and the country. Naomi Prelo has more.
For more than 40 years, the survivors, community members, and the victims' families had called for an apology from the city. That effort culminated in a Greensboro City Council vote earlier this week apologizing for the police department's role in the shooting deaths. Now, community members say it's time to move forward. Casey Marie Thomas is with the Greensboro Justice Coalition. She says the apology gives truth to what happened on November 3rd, 1979.
They made this apology because of people power, because of an uprising, and over 40 years of our elders' consistent truth-telling and calling public officials to the carpet to insist that the city tell the truth and to apologize as an institution.
Members of the Ku Klux Klan and American Nazi Party shot and killed 5 protesters in the Morningside neighborhood. 10 others were injured. One of the survivors was Reverend Nelson Johnson. He says the police had a direct role in the shooting because they knew it was going to happen.
The plan of the police was to figure out what kind of justification could you put in place in order to explain what was unexplainable. If you saw them putting the guns in the car, if you took pictures of them putting guns in the car 5 miles from the site, and you did nothing, you called nobody, you didn't arrest anybody.
Not everyone agrees with Johnson's retelling of the events. The 2 city council members who voted against the resolution and still say police had no knowledge that an altercation would occur. Councilwomen Mary Kay Abuzawader and Nancy Hoffman say the language in the apology resolution incorrectly suggested that the police colluded in the shootings. But Johnson says he's always spoken the truth about what happened that day. He says racism has always been a part of his reality, and he drew a direct line from that day in 1979 to today.
The whole nation now seems eerily similar to the atmosphere right after the killings in 1979. We are inundated with falsehoods. We have a bully in charge of the country. We have threats growing from paramilitary groups all over the country. And so I want to say that I deeply appreciate what the city council did.
The men charged with killing 5 people in the Greensboro massacre were twice acquitted by all white juries. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.